Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
News and good sports coming your direction, so buckle up for that. First, I'll tell you about True Niagen. I've been taking cellular health vitamin True Niagen for a few months now. I feel great, about 6-8 months now. Dr. Drew's been on it for quite some time, number of years now. As we get older, our body's experiencing a near 50% decline in NAD, which negatively affects the health of our cells and body. Lifestyle stressors like intense exercise, lack of sleep, overeating, stress on the immune system also deplete the NAD because cells expend more energy in order to function. This stuff is the real deal. I wouldn't tell you I'm taking it if I wasn't, and I would be taking it if they weren't a sponsor. Backed by Nobel Prize-winning scientists, clinical research, and global regulatory approvals, support cellular energy and defense. Visit TRUNIAGEN.com. Use the code ADAM. Get $20 off any 3-month plus supply through September 4th.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Well, things are not going well for Ron Jeremy. And there is a very good chance he may never see the outside of a prison cell again. He has been charged Monday with 20 additional sexual assault counts involving 12 women and a teen girl that date back to 2004. That's according to the LA County District Attorney's Office. The complaint against Jeremy, who earlier pleaded not guilty to 3 alleged rapes, includes 5 counts of forcible rape and lewd conduct with a 15-year-old girl. He pleaded not guilty to the additional charges. He's 67 now. He was ordered to return to court in October when a date for a preliminary hearing is expected to be scheduled. The LA County Sheriff's Department said a 2-year investigation led to these charges. And if convicted to the initial charges, not these new ones, the initial charges, Jeremy could face a potential maximum sentence of 90 years to life in state prison.
I saw something that said 250 years behind prison walls.
That might be combined.
I saw a couple of pictures of Ron, and he's in now, right? I mean, he's...
Yeah, we have a picture if you want to see it.
I will say this. You got the whole thing about... Jeez. The whole thing about dudes with long hair. First off, it's not good for prison because especially dudes who dye their hair and wear it long. At some point when you hit 60, just get out the clippers, man. Because you can't keep it up. Because what happens is your hair is long, but it gets really thin because you're losing your hair. And then you have to dye it. And now it's like wildly aesthetically unpleasing. But okay.
You think that's his biggest problem?
I'd say the just for men part is the biggest problem. It's also, I wonder, like, about a guy like that. He has sex with so many women. So many young, nubile women his entire career. Like, I mean, that guy just is having sex all throughout. Even in his 60s, he's starring in porns with 22-year-old girls. What if he kind of gets this sort of sense like he can just do whatever he wants? You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't, like, that's all he's been doing is just banging everyone all the time for the last 50 years or 40 years. Also, anyway. All right, Ron. See ya. Sad. But what are you going to do? And then was he accused of drugging them? Was that the big deal? Was that the original one that there were, he was drugging women? I thought that was the first one, this whole drugging part of the story. Well, anyway, I'll let you carry on, but I thought that
all
was
right. Yeah, Chris,
one.
If you wouldn't mind looking into that, we'll move forward. Satirical French newspaper, and this might trigger your memory because we haven't talked about it in a while. We haven't need to. Charlie Hebdo. That was a big headline.
They're still around.
Yep. 2015. The target of a 2015 massacre by Islamic extremists will republish cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad to coincide with the start of the trial for the terror attack. The 2015 attack left 12 people dead when gunmen swarmed Charlie Hebdo's office, killing 11 employees and a policeman. In the following days, additional attacks left 5 more people dead until 3 attackers were killed in shootouts with police. 14 people charged with providing assistance to the gunmen are scheduled to go on trial over the killings. That begins as we read this. The cartoons that depicted the Prophet Muhammad often lampooned Islamic radicals. The cover of the issue, and we have, I mean, I
these guys
just
have
a bunch
fucking balls, man. Yeah. I gotta tell you, because the thing about, I think about that, like radical Islam.
You pull those up.
And ultimately, bottom line is people are scared. They're mostly scared. You know, if you are like a, let's just say you're some celebrity male and you're some big dude and somebody talks shit about you and you saw him at a cocktail party and you punched him in the face, right? people would talk much less shit about that guy. That's just how we're wired. That's how it works. And if it is in fact precedent of you go ahead and make fun of our faith, we will come in and slaughter you in your work. I mean, it's been wildly effective. Like people talk about like a respect for Islam, but there's no skewering. They don't lampoon Islam. Like we really don't. Like people are like, I don't want to fucking get shot. I mean, if you think about in a world where everything is open and we make fun of everybody all the time and nothing is really off the table, certainly in terms of religion and that kind of stuff, people keep walking with Islam. Like there, if there is a small chance that you could get Charlie Hebdo headquarters kind of thing, people are like, fuck it. I'm not saying anything. And it worked.
Yeah, you're right. And talk about having balls. Here's a quote from Charlie Hebdo director Laurent Cerisou. He says, all the reasons that could be argued against us, like publishing these, are our political or journalistic cowardice. Do we want to live in a country that prides itself on being a great, free and modern democracy and which at the same time gives up on asserting its deepest convictions? For our part, it's out of the question. It's out of the question, except to live in another country, another regime, another world.
Well, I rarely say this, but that Frenchman is a hero. And has balls, man. Yeah. God bless you guys. No reports of drugs with Ron, but accusations of taking advantage of drunk women, which is not the same as what I was saying. You got Gene Hackman and Kim Guilfoyle mashup ready? Sorry.
That wasn't enough! Acres wasn't! Now this girl!
Leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream.
You want another life? Then take me!
The best is yet to come.
Oh.
Well, there you go. Speech. I know it's been done many times, but...
same vigor.
Why not? Why not mash it up one more time?
Well done.
Yeah.
So there is a new TV show coming out about a woman that I am completely obsessed with as of this morning, and we have to get her on the show. An undercover FBI agent has became an actress on a CW teen drama, Riverdale. Mm. Now they're making a TV series about her secret double life. Check this out. On primetime TV, Marisol Nichols plays the mother of Riverdale's Veronica. But during the day, Marisol Nichols hunts child sex predators. She has all this stuff going on when she's not filming. She volunteered to act as bait to sting international traffickers for the FBI's Operation Underground Railroad. She plays the part of parents pimping out children to sell them into these underground sex trafficking situations. They said in certain situations she also plays the child. I don't know how that works, but she also plays the parent. Nichols, who's also set to star in Lionsgate Saw reboots called Spiral next year, has participated in numerous child sex stings around the world over the last few years. The TV series is going to tell her story. It's called Hollywood Vigilante. Marisol participated in 6 successful stings around the world. Her motivation to volunteer fear for the FBI stems from a rape at age 11. She says it changed the entire trajectory of my life in a day. And now she goes after these dudes when she's not on set at Riverdale.
So she's an actress who moonlights with the FBI.
Correct.
I thought it was an FBI agent that cast on the show.
Well, she's considered an FBI undercover agent.
Damn.
Somebody, I saw a tweet, somebody opened up a house and said, like, you know, free sex with a minor, and just tons of dudes showed up.
That's like your cockfight.
Yeah, free cockfight for Raiders fans only, though, so catch the deadbeat dads. But it is appalling to me. And as I was looking at the list or the picture of the guys that showed up to the house, it was like young and old, black and white, rich and poor. Like, this is this huge cross-section of dudes, you know? And it, like, there was no theme other than horrible dudes who wanted to have sex with young people. And it's sad that it there's this much of this going on, that this much exists. Like, this is a thing in 2020.
Well, yes. To that point, they showed up to this sting operation not knowing. You could say, like, oh, how do they not know? There must be things like this that actually happen, that go down where, no pun intended, where, like, the guys actually show up and there's some action. Otherwise, why would you ever show up to one of these?
Oh, yeah. Like, any good sting operation, like free cockfight for Raiders fans at the Coliseum, like, you can't, you're not going to attract anyone who's like, what's a cockfight? I don't know. I mean, you have to be a fan of the genre. Like, you need to have attended. You know what I mean? So when they, whatever they put out, I don't know what it was, Max, about it. I just kind of, it's so depressing.
Things I'm Googling is definitely going to get me flagged.
You're absolutely going to have a visit.
It's totally depressing to drill down on that stuff. Like, I didn't want to read the story. It's so sad. But it just showed a picture of all these guys. I was like, oh, it looks like there's one of everybody here.
Yeah. Which makes it more disgusting. I just finished we just talked about it on Teresa and my podcast, Easy Listening, about the Long Island serial killer. And the thing that made that interesting is because it was about killing sex workers and prostitutes. So nobody gave a shit until enough of them piled up that it was like, now we have a story. And they interviewed this girl named Kritzia. And this is from, you know, the last however many years, where she's like, I was in New York. I was a runaway. I went to this guy's car in broad daylight in the middle of Times Square because he was going to give me money so I could go get food. They knocked me over the head. The next thing I knew, I'm in Florida in a house where they give you a rating. They dress you up. The guys really like the 9-year-olds the best. And, like, that's your life now until you escape. It's mind blowing.
It's also, I mean, I don't know what the hell we do with sexuality, because it's strong. You know what I mean? Like, if you say, you know, no one really wants to discuss this, but here it goes. You know, your sexuality is pretty strong. Like, it's pretty carved in. If you're an ass guy or a boob guy, or you like the MILF stuff, or you like the Asian women, or whatever that thing is that you like. And, you know, if you're gay, historically, you could be killed, right? I mean, it's kind of a hassle to be gay. Certainly, historically. Now, the more you know, come on. You live in L.A. in 2020, you get some bonus points. Bonus. But
not in Chechnya.
Historically, it was bad. And so if you could just not be gay, well, that would just be a better life, historically. But you can't, because it's in you. That's who you are. That's your thing. So we are trying to talk guys out of their sexuality. Like, we're going, don't do it. It's wrong. It's the wrong thing to do. We're talking about this, you know, young kids and stuff. And sadly, I don't know that you can tell people it's wrong, or you can tell people it's illegal, because you can tell people not to rob a bank. And I think they'll go, okay, I like money. I like free money, but I get it. I think I can. I think I can control that impulse to rob a bank. Sexuality, it's tough, man. It's how do you control it? And you have to control it like the Gestapo, man. I mean, it has to be like zero tolerance, and everyone, you know, chemical castration or whatever we're doing, or put them in a prison and don't let
pedophile.
Them out. Pedophile, create my island for pedophiles. But it's tough, and it's weird that there's so many guys. I don't mean so many from a percentage standpoint, but there's a lot of dudes that roll this way. It's kind of, it's sad, right? And it's also, if you are, if this is your thing as a dude, you'll never have a normal life, and you will at some point undo your own life. It's got to be impossible, especially in this modern era, just to go, I like the young ones, and I will just continue unabated. Like, you're going to end up, you have to know you're going to end up in prison. I mean, that's how you know how powerful it is, because every facet of society is saying you're the worst person on the planet. Mm-hmm. And if we see you doing this, we're going to put you in prison for the rest of your life, and no one's going to feel sorry for you. And you go, I'm doing it anyway.
And terrible guys that have done the most terrible things think you're scum and you have to be separated from them.
Right. All right. Where's that? What was that tweet? I don't know. Brian, you saw it, right?
I don't know what you're talking
about. What tweet?
That somebody just sent me a picture. I don't know. I woke up this morning. I turned on the computer, and there's like guys. This whole they did the story Brian was talking about, or I was talking about, that Brian was maybe familiar with, which is they put a sting house together and called a bunch of guys over. I don't know.
You may have gotten that directly. I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were familiar with it.
No. Huh.
Thought that was within your genre.
Yeah. It was a, I don't know, sting house, pedophile, rounded up a bunch of guys who answered the ad and basically showed up. Yeah. All right. Let me hit Oracle here by NetSuite. America's ready to get back to work, but to win the new economy, you need every advantage in order to succeed. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. With NetSuite, you got visibility and control over financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more, all in one place. Whether you're doing a million in business or hundreds of millions in sales, NetSuite lets you manage every penny, give you the agility to compete with anyone and to work from anywhere. You can do it all over your own phone. Join the 20,000 plus companies who trust NetSuite. NetSuite by Oracle. Right, Dawson?
NetSuite surveyed hundreds of business leaders and assembled a playbook for the top strategies they're using as America reopens for business. Receive your free guide, 7 Actions Businesses Need to Take Now, and schedule your free product tour at netsuite.com/Adam. Get your free guide and schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/Adam. netsuite.com/Adam.
All right. What else, Gina Grant?
Kylie Jenner is the highest earning celebrity of the year thanks to selling 51% of her lip kit company, Kylie Cosmetics, to a brand called Coty. Kylie tops the Forbes 2020 Celebrity 100 list with earnings of $540 million. And she happens to be the youngest and only woman in the top 10. I grabbed the top 12 because I thought 11 and 12 were very interesting. Any guesses who else is in the top dozen? Actors, athletes, everything in between.
These are earners.
Mm-hmm. For the year, right?
For the mm-hmm. year. Well, I mean, obviously you got your Rocks and your Oprahs and your sort of perennials.
Dwayne Johnson is number 10. Oprah is not on the list.
Ooh. What's Oprah doing?
Slipped. I don't know.
Lady O's got to get out there and make some hay while the sun is shining. Stedman's got to get on her.
That's right.
What's this? You didn't crack 57 million this year? What are you? I'm at 44.9. Wow. I need
Dear
new pair
John
of
letter.
Shoes. Let's get
yeah, we're only a year off.
All right. What else? Yeah, tell us.
I'll Gina. Tell you. So I'm going to go from 1 to 12 because I think that that's the most interesting direction. Kylie Jenner, then Kanye West, powerful family, Roger Federer, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Is Kanye, what, is he making that much on clothing or music or what's he selling?
Oh, that's a good question. But there's a big significant drop between number one and number two. Kylie's 540 million, Kanye's 170, and he's the second.
That's embarrassing. I mean, what's Thanksgiving like?
Oh, God.
Awkward.
Very. A bunch of soccer players, Lionel Messi, then Tyler Perry, Neymar, another soccer player, Howard Stern at 90 million, LeBron James at 88.2, then The Rock, then 11 and 12, Rush Limbaugh at 11 with 85 million, Ellen DeGeneres at number 12 with 84 million.
Rush Limbaugh makes 85 million and Ellen like $84 million, right? Wow. You can see why she's dancing and wanting to kind of keep that party going. Syndicated TV, man. Jesus
crazy.
Christ.
What do they say? The mailman's your boss?
Yeah.
Bring the checks?
Yes. Wow. That is, I don't think anyone would ever would ever even guess that. What a time we're living in. I'm trying to think, like, Kylie seems to have had a lot of work done, right?
Mm-hmm.
She looks quite a bit different than she did.
Oh, those
the
are
whole family, top to bottom.
Yeah, those you've seen those memes with Kylie before, all the work done, and it says, "You're not ugly, you're just poor."
Oh, because really?
With money, yeah. You really can change things up.
Well, Kendall hasn't had stuff done, though, right? She seems like the sort of natural one of the group.
She's the statuesque runway model.
She's much waifier than the rest of them. Yeah. Jesus Christ. But she's a... Oh, wait a minute. Which ones are Caitlyn's?
Caitlyn's are Kendall the younger and ones. Kylie.
Kendall and Kylie. Oh, man. And then... not Brody. Is Brody?
Rob.
Rob
Kardashian, and then Courtney and Kim and Chloe. I think that's the crew.
So Rob isn't a Jenner?
He's a Kardashian because his name's Rob.
Oh. Rob Kardashian.
Robert, yeah.
Right.
Robert
and he is, and Brody's a Jenner.
Yes.
Brody Jenner. Right.
Yes.
And Rob and Brody can't be too far apart, though, can they? I thought Brody was older. Max Batta,
you tell us.
Research that. What is Rob and Brody's age? And then one of them's a Jenner and one of them's a Kardashian. Jesus Christ. It's amazing how much money that family generates.
Rob is 33. Brody's 37.
Wow.
So, wait a minute.
So Brody was obviously born before the Kardashian got together with the Jenner.
Right, but then why is it Brody Jenner? Oh, he broke his previous marriage. Oh, he's a previous marriage guy. And then, okay, sorry. Now it's all working.
All right.
I'm not good at that. My whole life.
The family tree.
I didn't know, like your cousin. I'm like, okay, so that means my mom is his mom? Like, no. Like,
are bad at this.
There's so many things I didn't learn. I didn't learn any states, any capitals, any spellings, and it took me a long time. I to this day do not know the short months and the long months, and I never learned any family tree stuff or not tree stuff. But then your second cousin means that your mom's cousin. I didn't know. I have no idea. It's my family. We didn't have uncles and family members and stuff, and I could never do the math. Yes.
It doesn't matter how many times in my life it will be explained to me before I die. I will never understand what once or twice removed means.
I don't know.
Like,
what
it's
that
your
means
second
either.
Cousin twice removed. I have no idea what that means.
I thought Vince and Pat Bruno were my aunt and uncle my entire life, and they're my cousins. So I have no goddamn idea what's going on. All I know is I'm not getting left any money. That's all I know. I wish I was a Kardashian. Oh, I'd be the king of the Kardashians.
Ooh. Mm. Is there a loophole where you could leave yourself some money?
Mm.
How does that work?
I don't know, to your like foundation or something. Like, just maybe a nice little twist. Like, yeah, I left myself some inheritance.
Yeah, I want to be buried in my car. I'm going old school.
Right. Or nice. What about what's her name? The hotel heiress. No, not heiress. The what's her name?
Helmsley?
Suzanne Plachette. Thank you, Suzanne Plachette played her. Didn't she leave it all to her dog or something?
Mm.
Leona.
You know what? I'm going to give my family a choice. Leona Helmsley. I'm going to go, listen, I'm going to be buried in a car. Now I'm going to give you a choice. I'm either going to be buried in my Porsche 935 that Newman drove at Le Mans, which is a very expensive car. You wouldn't want to bury it, but these are your choices. I either get buried in that car, or I get buried in a fully loaded Denali, but it's a rental. So you are going to have to pay. You are on the clock. You understand?
You're going to want the insurance.
You're going to want the insurance, but you're going to have to pay for the rest of your life for this car. But it won't be in one big lump. It's a rental. That's going to be in my will.
It's a monthly.
But I tell Matt to put that in my will. I want to be buried in a rental car. Full size.
Willie the Wimp.
All right, what else we got, Gina Grant?
Well, speaking of sisters or cousins or who the hell knows, a flight was delayed Sunday after two female Delta passengers got into a brutal fight on the jet bridge of a terminal in LaGuardia. We have the video I'll play for you. And nobody could tell if they're either sisters or cousins, so they say. The two people involved in the fight were recorded punching each other before one of the passengers throws one on the floor.
Wow, where they
they're
going at it.
They are really serious. I would think it's only sisters.
Jesus.
They're in good shape. Though they're definitely sisters. I don't know if they're cousins. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Actual sisters. Yeah. Someone's going down the jetway to try and break them up. The bystander who took the video told the Daily Mail that they are related. The police were called to the scene. The two were led away from the gate in a peaceful manner. Mm. And but the flight was 45 minutes late.
Are women fighting and or screaming at each other and or screaming at elderly couples in the street or people trying to have dinner and stuff like that? Is that up 726%? I have said, I've always said women are far more aggressive than men. They're just smaller than men. It doesn't happen as much. I've always given the example of if you step on a guy's toe, the guy goes, "Hey, watch it." You step on a woman's toe, her hand flies out. Like her hand will fly out. Like it will hit you. Now, they're smaller. They're not going to do the damage, but they're like birds. That's why they call them birds in England. They're angry. And something has happened in the last 10 minutes where women are letting it fly. Like all whatever that anger was and all the, like, you don't put your hands, a lady wouldn't, it's all off. Because some of the footage I see, like, out in the streets, the most upset and the loudest and the craziest seem to be the women.
Yeah, are we just aware of it 700% more? Because we've always thought throughout history of women as the fairer sex. But now that everyone has the smartphone in their hands, maybe we're just being exposed to what was already there.
I think that women are more aggressive than men, but it's always been kind of tamped down. Like we've always kind of went, a lady wouldn't, fill in blank. Everything in our society that used to be tamped down is just, we just ripped the hymen off that Pringles can. And that's where we're at now. And so the guys, and as I've said before, hey, if you're a 200-pound dude and there's another 200-pound dude, like if Dr. Drew and me want to scrap, we're going to have to think that somebody's orbital socket could be shattered. Like, yeah, there's going to be couple of decent-sized dudes go at it. Someone could really seriously get injured. A couple 125-pounders go at it. It's a lot of hair, like, pulling and tugging and kind of tussling.
Pound for pound, it's the same injury, isn't it?
Yeah, but they never do. They don't do the damage that the dudes do. They hang on and they sort of roll around. It's not like 125-pound flyweight dudes. They grab the hair and then they sort of smack and roll around on the ground. But either way, the lid, my general synopsis is there are no rules and there is no more decorum anymore. And women who are more aggressive than men, or who have hotter tempers, I think, than men do. And now, I'm just going, maybe it's marginal, but I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like most girlfriends I've had in my life have had a hotter temper than I have. Most women I know probably just have them. They're more, why wouldn't they? They're more emotional. You know what I mean? Like, for good and for bad. That's just one side. They cry more easily. They hug babies harder, and they probably can raise their voice a little faster, too. I think that's true around my house. I don't know how you guys are at home. I don't know. How's it with Christy, Brian?
Yeah, definitely more quick to emotion, like you said, both the hugging of the babies and hair triggers sometimes. So, yeah, I can see that. Thankfully, she's not violent. She'd probably beat me up in my current state.
Right, but there is, how about at your house, Gina?
Well, it's funny. I was thinking about this. Growing up, I was in a house with very, very hot-tempered men, and I had to learn to be very even keel to counteract that. So I didn't know that there was another side of my personality until I became an adult, and oh, those poor boyfriends. So just, but I wasn't, I was trained out of that, even knowing that existed because it was already so prevalent in the house. But now I've thrown a pan, not at anyone, but just as a statement piece to my the button of my sentence.
Iron skillet or Teflon style?
No,
aluminum.
Teflon. Oh, okay. I'm not trying to kill anybody, but it was the button to my argument, I think, one time.
I like that you've taken repressed and festered and turned it into trained out of me.
Yeah, that's good.
It's an interesting twist on repressed and festered.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I've been conditioned my entire life to be the calm one, so I can do that no problem. But when I have, you know, somebody who's as understanding and as nice as my fiance, who lets me every once in a while just whip something at a wall, then I go, okay, this is not the way to go.
I'm trying to think. My dad, you couldn't get a rise. You know, my parents are tough to use to try to measure. My dad wouldn't do any. My dad's never lost his cool. He doesn't have a cool to lose. He's just sitting on a sofa somewhere. So my dad never raises his voice or really does anything. My mom didn't do much of it, but she was kind of an emotional mess. Like, you could get her bent out of shape pretty easily. My dad, you couldn't really bend him out of shape too easily unless you fucked with his flugelhorn and then you unleashed the beast.
The wrath.
Right. And then my grandmother was loud as shit and kind of aggressive and everything. And my grandfather was pretty quiet. And my sister and I were probably about the same. I didn't notice a big difference there. But Natalia can definitely get Lynette from 0 to 60 real fast. Especially that's the woman on woman crime there. When the daughters start getting a little older, they can bring it out fast. Anyway, let's stop putting our hands on people in public. Folks, stop punching people and stop wrestling with family members. And if you want to do it, it's called backyard wrestling. Go to your own fucking backyard. Let's not delay the flight for everybody else.
You know what I think would be fun, though? I don't know if Brian's ever had this experience. I know Adam has. I've never hit somebody or slapped anybody.
Not outside of like some silly fraternity boxing.
Yeah, I'm talking like you want to
piece like, actually, yeah, I've never, yeah, not out of anger or like, you know, that, whatever.
I bet that's awesome.
Yeah, I never liked it. I wasn't good at it. I was a good skilled person, but it felt weird try to hurt people. Or I could never, like, when you see some of that footage of like the guy's on the ground and he's dazed and confused and the guy runs up and just kicks him in the face. Like, it's like, oh, like, how could you do that? Like, just run up and kick the guy in the head who's just laying there. Like, he's sitting on the ground disoriented. Just kick him in the head. Like, that, the people who can do that to people, who can just come up behind him and hit him on the head with a brick or just kick him in the head, or whether laying on the ground or whatever, that is, those people are the scariest people on the planet. I've always said that. I'm not, you know, we talked about bank robbers in the past. Like, I get bank robbery and I get insurance fraud and I get all that stuff. The stuff where you just clock someone in the head you've never met before, it's just has their back turned to you, or sucker punch them or something. It's so insanely evil, and you are the scariest person around because you need no motivation and no financial incentive to just punch people or kick people. Anyway, those people frighten me. Let's do one more. Let me hit Bet Online here first. NBA, NHL, playoffs, they are up and running, and you can get in on all the action, including the NBA playoff bracket contest. MLB continues through the summer, too. No shortage of ways to get in on the action. Bet Online has hundreds of odds, futures, and props to bet on. Plus, the casino never closes. Head to their website today. Sign up and receive your welcome bonus on your first deposit. Also, boxing, UFC. UFC man, you know, you talk about the bubble and the NBA and who did it right and who did it wrong. UFC did it right, man. They never missed a beat. Everyone's healthy and fighting. When I get in on the action, that'd be a smart way to go. Visit betonline.ag, our exclusive partner, Podcast One. Don't forget, use the promo code Podcast One for your sign up bonus today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, what else we got, Gina Grad?
Well, speaking of scary people and scary women, we can all go as scary women this Halloween. Artist Jason Adcock created the Karen mask, a scary Karen mask complete with bob hairstyle and angry "let me speak to your manager" face. We're looking at a picture of it right now. You can add a cell phone to the costume. You can dangle a mask from your ear, refusing to put it on. If you're interested in the mask, you can check out Jason's Instagram page and DM him for details. And I think this is going to be a real hot seller this year.
I like when couples are sort of put the effort in to play both sides of the equation. So if you're married, if your wife is going to go Karen, then you go Costco employee.
Beleaguered, you know, manager.
Yeah, it's like, tell him, just please put your mask on. You know, you got to wear the vest, right? You got to wear like the Costco vest or the Trader Joe's thing. Yep. Have the clipboard. Really get into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm always envious of the couple that does the theme, you know, that we need each one of you in order to complete this tableau.
Yeah, it's important. Keeps couples together.
When the hell is there going to be a Halloween? It's going to be Halloween in
LA. Saturday night.
Oh, is it on a Saturday night?
Yes.
I think Halloween's going to be regional this year.
You know what I'm going to love? I'm going to love all the build up to Halloween where they get all the talking heads on the news and they're going to go, it's relatively safe for your child to go door. Now, here are my tips. You know, make sure they stand 10 feet away and the person who answers the door throws the Snickers bars at them. Then when you get home, get out the Lysol and wipe down all. I'm going to love all the tips and all the safety tips and how to do it responsibly and all that. Or you could fucking send the 9-year-olds to go get their fucking candy and enjoy themselves while the sun is still shining, or at least when the street lights come on and we can get the fuck on with our lives. But there's going to be lots of safe tips for doing this. And when the hell is LA? Why does LA got to be the worst? Why does LA got to be the slowest and the worst and the safest? This is so tough. This is excruciating for me. I know some people probably like it in its own weird way. Some people tolerate it. This is a pipe cleaner up my fucking urethra living in this town. It is so brutal if you're wired like me. It's insane that I ate dinner last night in a parking lot with Sonny. And I like walked into the restaurant, of course, to use the bathroom or to talk to the receptionist. And it's just like wide open. It's like we could just sit there and eat. No, no. We put the AstroTurf in the parking lot. It's just fine. It's just, it's all such fucking theater. All right, one more, Gina Grad. What else?
All right. Well, Niecy Nash, I think most people know who she is. She had a little plot twist lately. She had a secret marriage.
Plot twist? Twat twist. Yeah.
Still got it.
You must know the story.
I saw her twat trending. Trending twat.
She married singer Jessica Betts. She declared herself Mrs. Carol Denise Betts. That's her real name, Carol Denise. The wedding photo we have, it shows her in a white bridal gown and Jessica's in a tux. Everybody's looking happy. Only 6 months ago, Nash finalized her divorce from Jay Tucker. Before that, she was married for 13 years to Don Nash. They have 3 kids. Niecy and Jessica Betts have known each other for at least 2 years. Jessica appeared on Niecy's Instagram with the caption, "When you get to hang out on the set with your homegirl." And now they're betrothed.
Yeah, there's hope for us all.
Yeah.
You know.
Jessica's like that hot, like, don't care what gender you are, you're just hot type. Did you see a close-up of Jessica?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen a close-up of her, but I do think about some of my super efficient male friends, and I'm like, God, man, if we were gay, we'd take over the world right now. Imagine this would be awesome. just get around the gay part. But, you know, the older I get, you know, maybe, again, maybe Niecy Nash gives us all some hope. I mean, she's in a heterosexual relationship. She has sired three kids from that relationship and now married to a chick dude.
It's the second act.
That's a gal. She's married to a gal, right? Wearing a suit? Right. Okay. Well, maybe there's some
and
there's time
at your
for us.
At your age, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to assume, but isn't it really more about companionship? You don't have to have sex with
not
the guy.
Not only that, but we're living in a judgment-free zone, you know? I mean, look, I go gay, I get that much closer to getting my next film into Sundance, right?
True.
This is not a burden anymore.
Far from it.
You know where else you're living is a giant house. You can never see each other.
All things to fantasize about in a non-sexual but strongly emotional way.
I'm just putting this up to the camera so you can see it. That's Jessica Bett. So it's like, I don't care gender-wise.
Wow.
You're just hot. For a guy or a gal, you're hot.
Take that, Michelle Negroncello.
Yeah, she's good looking.
Yeah.
How accomplished as a singer is she? Have we heard of her? Do we know what she does, Max Panna?
I'm looking. I personally have not heard of her.
Finger popping music.
Oh, yeah? Stuff people can enjoy?
Yeah. They like to hear good music.
Well, that's why people leave the house, Chris.
Okay.
I want to hear the good stuff. You know what I mean?
So I hear.
Yeah, they want to hear you experimenting with your guitar. They want to hear real music. Thought out, well put together, rehearsed, finger popping. You know, something they can tap their foot to. Foot tapping, finger popping music. You know what I mean?
It's a good note.
Yeah. I wonder if she's covered anything. I don't even know. Is she 30? Is she 23? Is she 51?
Hard to tell.
She is good. That is a handsome lady, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It just says American singer, R&B soul. This is the first I'd heard of her.
I'm seeing one site saying she's 48.
Wow. She looks good. Is Niecy Nash, is she, what was she? She was in The View and now.
Wasn't she in Reno 911?
Oh,
wasn't she on Loveline?
Yeah, probably. I can't keep track. There's way too many celebrities. When I was growing up, it was like you didn't even need to know the celebrity. You just need to be familiar. You need to be familiar with Starsky and Hutch. You need to know the $6 Million Man. You need to know Heart to Heart. You need to know maybe a SWAT.
Simon
and the Love Boat. And you're like, oh, yeah, there's that guy's the captain, and that's the gopher. That's Gopher from Love Boat. And, Dukes of Hazzard. He had to know. That's it. That's all we had. And then after that, there was, like, sports stars. There was, like, O.J. Simpson and Dr. J. And then there was local news people. That's all. That's all we had. But it wasn't this whole weird strata of, online and Facebook,
Influencers
and, Aaron Paul and all these
YouTube stars.
These YouTube stars. And we didn't.
You mean Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Aaron Paul is from Breaking Bad.
Oh, his brother. But Logan.
Isn't there another Paul?
Jake Paul.
Yeah, well, see, this is my point exactly. Too many Pauls. We had Mrs. Paul. They made fish sticks. That's all we needed. That's all. And the Gordon's fishermen. Those two should have a kid, right? The Gordon's fishermen and Mrs. Paul.
Delicious.
Pope John Paul.
Remember, like, here's how bad our childhoods were. Fish sticks were a big time treat.
Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big treat.
It was a special occasion.
I show my kids fish sticks now. They just look at me and go, what is this burnt offering, old man?
Is this for the dog?
You get to dip it in something. Look, the idea that you could just dip this thing into something and then eat it—that was a big, big old deal. All right, Gina, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, we got Geico, and right now Geico's offering you an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That is 15% on top of the money Geico could already be saving you. So what are you waiting for? Why don't you save by going over to Geico? So if you're already there, you're going to save the money. If you switch over, then you're going to save as well. There've never been a better time to switch over. Save the extra 15% if you switch by October 7th. So visit geico.com to learn more. All right. I want to thank Dr. Drew for hanging out and cracking wise on this show. You can go to his website, drdrew.com, find out all he's doing. Go to our YouTube page and check out youtube.com/Adam Carolla. We have stand-up up there and bits up there and stuff you can look up there or look at up there. I'm your emotional support animal. It's available out, and you write a review on Amazon, and I will read it. Good sports coming up next. Tempe, Arizona, Improv, September 19th and 18th. I know I went in the wrong order there. I'm like reading the Torah. Over here, but live podcast and stand-up as well, so we'll do all that. Until next time, this is Adam for Dr. Drew and Gina Grad and Paul Bryan saying mahalo.
Stick around. Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla return with Good Sports next.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Good Sports. Adam Carolla up there. Dave Damashek over here. Ready to chop it up a little bit more here on the day after another Hard Knocks episode. And Ace, about a week and a couple days ago, I joined our mutual pal, Matt Money Smith. He does a little Chargers post Hard Knocks thing online, and Rex Ryan joined us, and in my money, this is the greatest moment in Hard Knocks history, if you remember this.
Oh yeah, here we'll play the clip.
Do we understand what the I want to see tomorrow? Let's go to eat a damn snack.
Let's go eat a goddamn snack is just marvelous. That's awesome. I mean, it's just the best. And I'm disappointed that the whole room doesn't just get up and like throw a chair through the wall. They're so enthused by that message.
Nah.
But I was talking to Rex. It's funny to me, like the details that get left out of these things. That thing has been covered ad nauseum. No one has ever gotten to the bottom of what the snack was. What do you what's the idea? You practice in Southern California. Out there with the pads on and everything else. What's the ideal snack, Ace, when you leave the gridiron?
The little cheese and cracker with the stick they give you to rub the orange pasty cheese onto the little cracker, that little snack pack. As I think about that snack, think about if you went and found Vinny Tortorich or any modern day nutritionist and you showed them the cheese and cracker snack. That was a staple of everybody and anyone who's between the ages of 45 and 65 lived exclusively on these little snack pack crack or whatever. And then he would explain to you that is the worst thing you could put in your body. You'd be better off putting a bullet in your body than that. That is all it is sodium and carbohydrates and sugar and white flour and then orange dye number 17 and dehydrated palm oil and whatever. Like the notion that this was a nutritious snack for a young person and that everyone I know ate 17,000 of these things before their 18th birthday. It lets us know like how simultaneously smart and stupid we are as human beings, right? The snack, the cheese, what was that thing called, Gary? Was it Nabisco or who made that thing?
I know. I can picture it exactly. I just can't think of what the name
right.
of that thing
we
was.
We had put a person on the moon a decade before everyone I know was just eating these things on a regular basis.
But part of that was like, that was the sort of the ad campaign. What I think on some level we
Kraft
bought into it.
Ritz Handy Snacks.
Ritz Handy Snacks. I need to see a picture. I'll tell you what I've learned from being married and also my own personal childhood as well. My mom was a health food nut, but the first thing she was lazy. So I then ate Salisbury steak, hungry man, frozen dinners, because my mom, while she may have been a health nut, her first allegiance was lethargy. You know what I mean? Like, so parents, so my kids are sitting around eating Uncrustables and Hot Pockets all day. And it's not because my wife doesn't love them, but the first thing we all are as parents is lazy. The love comes second.
Ace, I've got good news for you. Your memory is impeccable. I'll show you here that it is Kraft, but it has since been overtaken by the Ritz brand, the exact same product.
Wow.
But in your day, it was Kraft.
It was Kraft. Yeah, Kraft made it. So when we're feeding poison to our kids, it's not because we don't love them. It's because we're lazy. People should know that.
That's exactly right. You know, listen, when you're not a parent, you think like, I'm not just going to plop my kid in front of a TV. Are you kidding me? I've even turned this corner, and I'm sure people will turn their nose up at me for saying this out loud. I've reconciled. Maybe it's a big rationalization for me. But I love my kids. They're the best. They're the reason for me doing anything and so on and so forth. But shame the devil if you ever like, hey, for the wife to say, like, you need to watch two of these kids for the next day and a half because I'm going on an overnight trip. You have to be responsible for putting them to bed and waking them up and entertaining them. Like, I'm like, oh, that does not sound fun. That does not excite me. In fact, it bums me out. And I've come to grips with the fact that that doesn't make me a terrible parent. Am I right for not holding myself to too high a standard? Like, I have to enjoy it just because I'm a father.
Oh, yeah. You want to know some bad parenting? The kids are doing the home Zoom schooling now. My son has taken to the theater, the downstairs theater that I built. That's his home base for the home Zooming. My daughter has taken into my wife's office. I now, on two separate occasions, this wasn't even the initial part of the story, but on two separate occasions, I have walked in a towel, thinking I was walking in to talk to my wife with the screen facing me and my daughter screaming, get out. You know, and I'm like, I've done it two times now because I think my wife's in her office and I stepped out of the shower and I want to talk about something before I leave for work. And it's my daughter in her Zoom screen facing me, by the way. I gotta explain the spunk shui, the wisdom of the Orient brought to the San Fernando Valley. Like, I need to have a very gentle conversation about that I had with Simmons about the way you must orient your laptop. I can't be on the business end of it when I walk into the room in my towel. You have to go the other direction where you see me, but no one else sees me. Anyway, for another day. I walked into the theater. Here's what a bad parent I am. I walked into the theater this morning to find my son in the middle of a lesson while the theater screen had the NBA Today on, had the NBA on, muted, but the NBA had a 12-foot NBA stat screen on there while my son was looking at YouTube videos on his phone, on his lap, and in an almost full recline with one of the theater seats in there. So he was literally reclined, looking at his phone, looking at the NBA, and then a distant third would have been whatever was on his computer screen and whatever lessons were being taught. And I looked at him, and I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm watching YouTube. And I said, okay. And I turned around and left. That's how bad a parent I am.
I thought he was going to say, like, please keep it down. I'm doing algebra right now. Please. I'm in algebra class while I watch this, all that. What a life. I can't. I'm like a curmudgeon that kids now, that the standard is, even when it's not COVID, that now if you go to class, you take a laptop with you, and that's perfectly acceptable. And to your point about being on the business end of it, teachers have no idea what you're looking at. You could just sit there, and what a dream that would have been. I could have gotten even worse grades than I got in school if I could have just sat there and surfed the net while I was sitting physically in class.
He's literally looking at a 12-foot screen and trying to ingest whatever the teacher. Now, the good news is we all learn. The one thing we learned in junior high and high school is that whatever you learn is sort of useless. So it's hard to make a strong point of why you have to be tuned in when you never actually will use that information in the real world. But imagine that. And I don't know why, but him being in almost full recline, like some sort of patient, like he was going to get on dialysis, you know, like he was going to go lay down and go to one of those outpatient dialysis treatment clinics. Sad. All right. So I threw a couple of Crustables at him and a Hot Pocket and a few of those cheese and crackers by Kraft. Bet Online, NBA, NHL, the playoffs, man, they're up and running, people. Bet Online has you covered. Get in on all the action, including the NBA playoffs bracket contest as well. MLB continues through the summer, too. No shortage of ways to get in on the action. Bet Online has hundreds of odds, futures and props to bet on, plus their casino never closes. Head to the website today and sign up to receive your welcome bonus for your first deposit. And it's all the sports. It's boxing and UFC as well. All the combat sports are there. Visit betonline.ag, our exclusive partner at Podcast One. Don't forget promo code Podcast One for your sign up bonus today. Get in on the action at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
I love Sonny. Take this in the spirit in which it's intended. You know, I'm a big fan of the kid. He's on the right path to a career, talking about football and fantasy football and everything else. But I'm hereby resentful that it sounds like when he's at school, he's having a better time than I am in my average waking hours here. Get the ladies around, watch basketball and do this and that. And he's at class.
It's a class.
All right. We'll be back with more hot sports talk for you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, Good Sports out. Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on the Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and pick up Adam's new book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. Get the links at adamcarolla.com.